Sexual Vulnerability and the Need for Wise Reentry, Chaplaincy High. I am Haley, a Christian Leaders Institute presenter. Reentry is not only a legal transition, it is a whole person transition. A returning citizen may be rebuilding housing, employment, family relationships, sobriety, church connection, identity, and daily habits. In that vulnerable season, sexuality can become a place of confusion, temptation, shame, exploitation, loneliness, or pressure. A reentry and restoration chaplain must be wise, steady, and holy in this area. Some returning citizens have spent years in environments where healthy intimacy was absent, distorted, or unsafe. Some carry sexual trauma. Some have used sex for survival, control, escape, affection, or belonging. Some face pornography habits, secret relationships, prostitution pressure, manipulation, trafficking risk, or old romantic patterns that pull them backward. Some feel intense loneliness after release and want closeness quickly. Others carry shame about past sexual behavior or sexual harm. The chaplain is not a therapist, sex counselor, investigator, probation officer, or moral police officer. The chaplain's role is spiritual care with clear boundaries, dignity, safety, referral awareness, and Christ-centered truth. This topic requires courage and restraint. Courage means we do not pretend sexual vulnerability is absent. Restraint means we do not become intrusive, curious, sensational, or personally entangled. A wise chaplain does not ask unnecessary sexual details. A wise chaplain does not meet secretly, flirt, offer private rescue, create emotional dependency, or become the person's hidden confidant in a way that bypasses accountability. A wise chaplain knows when to refer to a pastor, counselor, recovery group, victim support service, medical professional, legal authority, or emergency pathway. Sexual vulnerability must be handled with holy boundaries. This means conversations should be appropriate to the setting, gender dynamics should be considered wisely, privacy must not become secrecy, and the chaplain must avoid any relationship that becomes romantic, sexual, emotionally fused, or manipulative. The gospel brings hope into sexual brokenness. Jesus meets people with truth and mercy. He does not shame the wounded. He does not excuse sin. He calls people into freedom, holiness, and restored dignity. A helpful chaplain phrase might be, "I'm glad you trusted me enough to say this. I want to honor your dignity and also make sure we handle this with wisdom, safety, and the right support." Reentry chaplaincy must be safe chaplaincy. In this topic, we learn how to offer truth, dignity, referral wisdom, and holy boundaries in one of the most vulnerable areas of human life.